Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Dor Mibba Mabel, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. The Dor HaMabel don't have a shir in Olam Haba. Ven Oindem Vedin. However, furthermore, they will not stand for judgment. We'll explain this more in a moment. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yodin Ruchi Be'odam Lo Olam. Laidin v'lay ruach, they will not come together. And as the Mefarshim explain, in order for there to be a din for a person, his body and his neshama need to reunite. And since the pasuk says here regarding the dar hamabo that lo yodin ruchi be'adam la'olam, that they will not be reunited, and therefore they cannot stand for din. And as the Yad Ramah explains, because they got such a serious punishment already in this world, there is no reason for them to have another din in Olam Haba. The Mefarshim explain, what does it mean that they don't have, that ain't Oimdim B'din? Some say is that, as I said a moment ago, that since the Neshama and the Guf have to reunite to have this new din that will happen b'moisa Mashiach, and their neshamas cannot reunite with their guf, therefore they cannot have din in the next world. Others explain what the mara means here when it doesn't when it says they will not have din. It means that they will not have tchias hameisim. Continues the gemara, dora floga. Again, we will speak about the Dar HaFlaga in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. It says the Gemara, Dar HaFlaga Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. The Dar HaFlaga doesn't have a Shia to Olam Haba. Shnema, V'yofet Hashem Oysa Misham Apnei Kol Ha'aretz. They were dispersed. V'ksiv U'misham Hafitzem. V'yofet Hashem Ba'olam Hazeh. U'misham Hafitzem Hashem Ba'olam Haba. And again, as the Mefarshim explain, we've learned many times that the Rishon will be turned into ash in Gehenim, where they will be stepped upon by the people from this world. And that's what the Gemara here means. They will be completely dispersed. Their ash, after they go through Gehenim, will be dispersed, and that will be their fate. Anshi Sadoim, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. The Anshi Sadoim have no shir in Olam Haba. Shnema, v'anshi stoim, roim v'chatoim l'ashem mo'oid. Roim b'olam hazeh, v'chatoim l'olam haba. So the way most Mefarshim explain chatoim means since their averus was so serious, that's why they don't have any shir in Olam Haba. Others explain that they don't have any shir. Chatoim means chisorin, that they will be left out of Olam Haba. Aval oimdim b'din, but according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, they will be oimdim b'din. And as the Yad Ramah explains, since their averus was so very serious, it's only appropriate that they should have another din in Olam Haba. Rav Nechemya, however, disagrees. Eilu ve'eilu oimdim b'din. He's ein oimdim b'din. He says neither the Dar Hamabel nor the Anshi Sadoim will stand bedin. And as Rashi explains, the machloikis between Rav Nechemya, this is the way most Mefarshim explain the opinion of Rashi, the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Nechemya evolves around what will be the fate of the Anshi Sadoim, where the Tanakama holds that the Anshi Sadoim are oimdim bedin, Rav Nechemya holds ein oimdim bedin, they will not stand in judgment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Al kein lo yikum rishon b'mishpat v'chatoyim b'das tzedikim. Al kein lo yikum rishon b'mishpat refers to the Dar HaMabel. V'chatoyim b'das tzedikim elu anshi sedoyim. So therefore, according to Rav Nechemya, the Dar HaMabel and the anshi sedoyim are both treated in the same way, that both of them are ein oimdim b'din. Armaloi, ein oimdim b'das tzedikim. When the pasuk says that regarding The answer to doim, the vechatoim v'das tzaddikim, means that they won't be part of the judgment of the tzaddikim. However, says the Tanakhama, aval oim them v'das rishoim, they certainly will be part of the das rishoim in going to have din together with all other rishoim. Says the Gemara further. Says the Mishnah further. Dor hamidbar ein lam chelik olam haba. The dor hamidbar has no shear in olam haba. Then on the medin, nor will they stand bedim. Shenema b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yimusu. There they will die and they will be left there. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. So Mefarshim explain that a number of points. They explain that the dor hamidbar has no shear in the olam haba. They ask, don't we know that they did tshuva? And if they did tshuva, ought they not to have a shear in olam haba? So Farshim explained that even though they did tshuva, their tshuva that they did was only because of the punishment that they received, that they will not be able to enter Tzisrael. And therefore that is not considered a sincere tshuva, and therefore they don't have a shear in olam haba. However, I did see a very interesting pshat that seems to indicate, on the contrary, that the dor hamidbar elam chelik olam haba is not to be understood that they don't have a shear in olam haba. On the contrary, they are so great that avada they'll have a shear in olam haba, because they really had olam haba in this world. Because as we know, the Gemara says, Rasa shifcha alayom, the dor hamidbar was the dor that went out of Mitzrayim. And that was the dor, the Rosh Hashivcha Alayom, saw at the Yam, Mashur Loira, Cheski Bambuzi bin Nevosai, but Cheski, which Cheski Bambuzi didn't see in his Nevoah, and therefore certainly they have Olam Haba. Rabbi Lezoimer, Isfili Chasidai, Karsai Brisei Alei Zevach. The dor Hamidbar are considered the Karsai Brisei Alei Zevach. They're the ones that made the bris regarding a carbon, because they were the first ones that brought kabbonis. They were the time when the Mishkan was erected and kabbonis began to be brought. Continues the Mishnah, Adas Kairach and Asidalalis. The Das Kairach will not come up. And here too, most Mefarshim explain, it's not just those individuals who were swallowed in the ground, but all of the people who joined Kairach in his battle against Moshe Rabbeinu. Adas Karach Enesi the Lawis, Shinemar, Vetchas Aleim Asoretz, Boilam Haze, Vyoiv de Matoicha Kol, Loilam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Leza, however, says, Aleim Hu Oimer, regarding the Adas Karach, it says, Hashem Memus Mechayel, Merit Shav Yol. That Chana was mispalel that they should be able to come out of Gehenna. And the reason the Kliyaka says that specifically Chana was the one that was mispalel, he says that since the mistake that Kairach made was because Rosh Hashalos Gedoyla, he saw a great lineage coming out of him, because as we know, Shmuel was a descendant of Kairach, and that's what caused him to make his mistake, assuming that he will also be a great individual if he has this descendant Shmuel. But he made a mistake because he didn't realize that his sons, as we will learn in the Gemara, were the tshuva. So Chana felt the need to daven on behalf of the Das Kairach. Says the Gemara, Tanar Abonin. Dor Mabel, Elam Chelik Elam Haba. The Dor Mabel has no Shin Elam Haba. Shinema, as the pasuk says, V'yimach as kol yikum, Asher apnei hadoma. V'yimach as kol yikum refers to they were destroyed by Elam Haza. V'yimach min ha'aretz lo Elam Haba, that they have no share in Elam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rehudim b'mseroima lechayim v'lo ledoinim. They will not come back by the time of Tchis HaMeisim. However, they will not be judged again, as we learned in the Mishnah. Shnema loyodn ruchi ba'adam l'oilam, the neshama and the guf will not reunite. Loydin v'loy ruach. We know that the body is the case of the neshama, and what the body, what the Gemara is saying is that their body, as we just learned, the case, the body will not be able to absorb their neshama again. Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef Emer, Afilu b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu machs neshamas lefkar meisim, even at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, neshmoson koshlam b'gehenim, they will remain in Gehenim. Shenemar, the Parash says, Pasuk says, Taruch Hashash Teledu Kash Roichachem Eish Teichlechem, they will be born, they will remain continually being burnt. So Mepharshim ask, what is the difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Menachem ben Yosef? So they explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they're not going to get up for Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosef goes a step further, that not only will they not get off at Tchiyas HaMeisim, but they will remain in Gehenim throughout. Tana Rabban, Dor HaMabel Lo Nizgo, the people of the Dor HaMabel only became arrogant, El B'Shul Toivish Hashpia Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the wonderful bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Maksibahem, Bateim Shol Mipachad, their homes were at peace from fear. V'loy Shevet Elefka Lehem, they were never punished by God. V'ksiv Shura Ibar V'loy Yega, Teparat Parasa V'loy Sishakel, the animals got pregnant and didn't terminate their pregnancies. The animals gave birth without having any miscarriages. V'ksiv Yishalch Gutsoin Avileyem V'ladeyem Yerakdeyem, they sent their young children out to play like sheep without any concern. V'ksiv, and the pasuk goes on to say, Yisu Ksoi Fechino Yismuchul Kol Ogav, they enjoyed the sound of musical instruments. V'ksiv Yichal Yomein B'toiv U'shneim B'ne'imim, they had comfortable, pleasant lives. V'ksiv, but then the pasuk says, "Uberaga shol yichatu," they will go down in a second to the grave. V'hi shegarm garmash armulakel, all of this wonderful blessing that they had caused them to say to Hashem, "Sur mimenu, go away from us." V'das drachecha loychafatznu, we're not anxious to learn your way. Mashakai kinavdena u'manoil boy kinifkaboy, why should we worship Hashem and why should we daven to Him? Amru, for they said, what do we need you for that you should bring down rain? So they said, we have enough rivers and oceans from where to get water. And as Mepharshim explained, it wasn't that they didn't believe in God. They obviously did believe in God. They just felt that Hashemayim Shamayim LaHashem V'aretz Nasan L'vnei Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the world to people, and they don't need to rely on Him. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'toiva Shishbati Lahem, I gave you so much blessing, B'ab Machisan HaSoy, you're using that blessing to provoke me, and therefore Bo'anidon HaSom, I will judge you with that. Shenemar V'ani Hinani Mevu Mayabel Smayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a mabel of water on the world. Rabbi Yosemer, Dor HaMabel Lo Nizgo El B'Shvil HaGalgal Ayin Shadoim L'Mayim, they became arrogant because they followed their eyes. They looked at what they weren't supposed to look at, just like the eye looks like water. So here too, they began to do whatever they want following their eyes. We'll explain this more in a moment. Shenema, V'yichlem Noshem Mekol Asher B'choro, V'fikach Donai Sabemayim, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them with water, Shadoim L'Galgal Ayin, that looks like the eyeball. Shenema, Nifku Kamayonis Tahayim Rabba V'rubas Nishmayim Niftachu. And as the Mashal explains, the way the world looks is that the world has land and water surrounding that land. Says the Mashah, so too do we have the pupil of the eye surrounded by the white of the eye. And he says a person is supposed to be careful not to open up his eyes and look where he's not supposed to. And the Dor HaMabel that violated this and looked where they weren't supposed to look, therefore they were judged that the world, which is so similar to the eye, was completely destroyed. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Dor HaMabel, the Rabbi Kilkalu, they did great sins, as the pasuk, as the Gemara will quote the pasuk, or Barab and Adina, and that's why they were judged that way. Mida kenega mida. Barab kilkalu shenemar v'yahashem kiraberos adam. Or Barab and Adina shenemar kol mayonos tahim rabba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shloish nishtar mehem. There were three. After the world was destroyed, there were three places of hot water that were opened up during the time of the Mabul that remained. What? Where are they? Belua the Gadar, the Chamit Feria, the Ainu Rabbos of the Beiram. And as the Mefarshim explained, certainly there are more than just in these three places that are hot springs. The Gemara here is only referring to the hot springs in Eretz Yisrael. And as the Mefarshim go on to explain, until the time of the Mabul, the world had a wonderful environment and a wonderful climate. And there was no need for a person to go to a place where there are hot springs. However, after the Mabul, the permanent effect of the Mabul was that the environment and the climate of the world were deteriorated, and now people have to go to places that have a better climate, the places that have hot springs. But ask the Mefarshim that we know that the Medrash says that the Mabul did not affect Eretz Yisrael. So how is the Gemara seemingly indicating that the Mabul didn't affect, that these hot springs were left in Eretz Yisrael after the Mabul, if there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael altogether? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that some of the hot water that was in the rest of the world rolled down to Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that these hot, and this is very much consistent with what we said a moment ago, that these hot springs were in Eretz Yisrael from before. But nobody ever really specifically paid attention to these hot springs because the world didn't need the hot springs because the world lived in a wonderful climate and environment. It was only after the world had the Mabul that they start realizing the need for the hot springs, and therefore the Gemara is mentioning these three hot springs that are in Eretz Yisrael as a sample, as an example of the type of hot springs people in the world now need because of the effects of the Mabul. Continues the pasuk, the Gemara, to speak about the Dor HaMabul. Ki hishkos kabasa es darkoi al oretz, omer Rabbi Yochanan melamed shirbiu behem al chaya, they caused a behemah and a chaya, the chaya behemah to have relations, hakol al adam, and all types of animals with people, v'adam al hakol. Amar Rabba Barkana, v'kulam chazu, after the Mabul, all creatures did tshuva, not to have relations anymore with not their own type, chutz m'tashlumi, except for the tashlumi. The tashlumi is a bird that mates with every different type of bird. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, now we understand the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says, Shuvi, Shuvi, HaShulamis. Why specifically HaShulamis? Because as Al Gemara indicates, the Shulamis, the Tashlumi, is the example of the bird that didn't do tshuva. And therefore, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is urging, even the Shulamis should come and do tshuva. V'yoyma halkim l'noyach, keitz kabosar b'olafonai. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Look at the horrible effect of stealing. The Dor HaMabul over al kol. The Dor HaMabul transgressed all types of avarice. However, they weren't punished. The punishment wasn't decided until they did gezel. Shenema kimala oretz chametz v'pneim v'hinni mashchisam as oretz because of gezel. So Farshim asked, why indeed, if they did all the Averis, were they punished specifically because of Gezel? So, one shot that I saw is because Gezel is a mitzvah that's understood. Everybody can understand that one can't steal from each other. Once they started violating obvious Averis, that's why they deserve to be killed. Another shot that I saw is that the halacha is that Bezdin, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the type of stealing that they did is that they stole pachas mishava pruta. And normally Bezdin, and it's the Bezdin Shamata or the Bezdin Shamala, don't get involved when the Gzela is less than a Shava Pruta. However, if one is already subject to a Din Taira, then the Bezdin will even work with a Din Taira about a Gzela Pox Meshava Pruta. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Like Nechtem Dinam, they were punished because of Gezel, that was the Gzela Pox Meshava Pruta, that for, we couldn't open up a Din Taira for that reason, but once there was a Din Taira for the other Averis, this Gzela was also part of that Din Taira. Another Pshat that I saw is that we know that the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pegeya B'Nefashas Tchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't first take punishment from the person who did Aveir himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him B'Memoinoi, with his money. However, if the person here, however, that wasn't possible, because the money that they had really wasn't their money. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately punished them B'Gufam, with their bodies themselves. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, Averis ben Adam l'makom, when somebody violates an Averis ben Adam l'makom Yom Kippurim has the ability meratza to cause a kapara. However, Averis ben Adam l'chaveroi ain Yom Kippurim meratza ad shiratzes chaveroi. Yom Kippurim can't be mechaper until the person asks forgiveness from his friend that he did the, because the Averis ben Adam l'makom l'chaveroi and not only Averis towards God, but there also are Averis towards the other people. So for all the other Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have forgiven them. But for the Averis of Ben Adam Chaveroi, of Gzela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't forgive them, and that's why they got punished. Meksiv. And the Pasuk says, HaChomes kam lamata resha, loy mehem v'loy mehmonam, v'loy mehem v'loy noich behem. Robbery came all over them. What they got and what they had was all stolen. Amr Abelazar, Melamed Shezokav Atzmoy Kamakal. So to speak, the Gzela spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vamel Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stood in front of Hashem, Vamel Fonim, Rebani Shalolim, Loi Mehem V'Loi Mehem, Moi Mehem V'Loi Mehem V'Loi Noich Behem. And as the Mepharshim explained, they were, when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a Malach Toiv. And when a person does an Aveira, he creates a Malach Ra. The Malachim Roim, Rachman al-Islam, that were created from their Gzela, came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said to him, why should he should take revenge for their doing this Gzela. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Bar Shmuel, Af Anoyach Nechta Gzardin, also Anoyach with their Gzar Din, that he should be punished. El Shematzachem Hashem, Shenemar, Nechamti Kasisem, V'noyach Matzachem, Bein Hashem. So Mepharshim asked, what pshat? If Noyach sinned, why was he saved? And if he didn't sin, why does he need to be saved? So I saw that Mepharshim give numerous terutzim. One terutz that they say is that Ha'olam need, the Gemara says in Masechta Gedushin, when it comes to judge the world, Hashem follows the majority of the world. So even if Noach was indeed a tzaddik, most of the world, however, were Rishoim. And that's why Noach was deserving of a punishment, since most of the world were Rishoim. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw was that actually Noach himself was also Rachman Tzlan Abal Aveira. But even though Noach himself was Rachman Tzlan Abal Aveira, he did tshuva, whereas all the other people of his time did not do tshuva. And that's why the Pasuk says that Noach actually deserved to be punished, but he wasn't punished because he did tshuva. Another pshat is that Noach deserved to be punished because he didn't do enough in trying to get the people of his generation to do tshuva. It's only because Noach Matzachem Bein Hashem was he speared. Says the Gemara further, the Pasuk says, V'yinochem Hashem, ki asa as odnam ba'aretz, ki asa revdimi, Amma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yofa sisi, shetai kantilam kvaras ba'aretz. I did the right thing when I created a world that people should not live forever. My mashma, how did we see that? Ksiv hocha, V'yinochem Hashem, V'ksiv hasam v'yinachem oisam v'yidaber alibam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was comforted them. He was satisfied with his decision. V'yikid amri. But there's another way of explaining this pasuk. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo yofa sisi shikanti lehem kvar sparetz. I didn't do the right thing that I prepared for them graves. K'siv hacha v'yinachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, regrets. K'siv hasam v'yinachem Hashem ha-ra ashadiba lasois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he has to destroy people. So Mefarshim ask, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he has to kill them, he shouldn't kill them. So Mefarshim explained, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was that the world is that if a person does Averis, he must be punished. And therefore there is no choice but to punish him. Continues the Gemara. Eila Tavlis Noach, Noach is Tzadik, Tamim Hayi B'derosav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'derosav, he was only a Tzadik in his generation, for Loi B'daris Acherim. Had he lived in another time, he wouldn't have been such a great tzaddik. Rish Lakish Amar B'daraisov, in his time he was a tzaddik. Kashkin B'daris Acherim, certainly in other times he would have been considered a tzaddik, he would have been even a greater tzaddik. So of course all the Mefarshim try to understand specifically Reb Yochanan's opinion. If we could say that he was a great person, certainly he would have been a greater person. Why would we say that he wasn't a tzaddik? So most Mefarshim explain in a simple way that the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is actually the person who says Noach miktani amuna hoya. Noach wasn't really a great believer either, and that's why the pasuk says b'pnei mei hamabel. The Noach only was able to go, only entered the teva when the mabul began to fall. So since Noach is of the opinion that Noach wasn't such a big mammon, that's why he's darshay so lignai. But then I saw a nice pshat from the Shuas Yaakov. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that there was a person who lost his wife and she left over a young child who was still nursing, and this man did not have the ability to take care of his child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, v'niftach lo shnei dadayim kisha, two breasts developed, that he should be able to nurse his child. And the Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. Rabbi Yosef says, bo rei kama godol adam zeh shenas lo nes kazeh. What a great person must be that such a big nes happened for him. And Rabbi Abaya says, kama gerua adam zeh shnistana lo that the world changed. Normally men don't nurse, and that the world changed because of him, that is a terrible thing. So as the Yeshuas Yaakov explains, certainly both Abaye and Rabbi Yosef are in agreement that this was a tremendous nace, and that is the perspective of Rabbi Yosef. It's a wonderful nace. Abaye's perspective, however, is sure, it's a great nace. But we know that whoever has a great nes happen to him, and that's why the pasuk says that's why he's not considered so great. Here too, if Noach, everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish says the Yeshuas Yaakov was a great person, but here a nes happened to him, which was an extraordinary nes that didn't happen to the rest of the world. So Rabbi Yosef says, that's a proof that he's a great individual. Abai says, yes, he's a great individual, but certainly, menachem lo mizuchi Yosef. Other Mefarshim explain, I saw, that why does the pasuk keep on calling him a tzaddik? We don't find that any of the other tzaddikim in our history, the Torah keeps on calling them a tzaddik. The fact that the Torah keeps on repeating that he was a tzaddik seems to teach, says Rabbi Yochanan, that maybe he wasn't such a great tzaddik. Another pshat that I saw is that if he was such a great tzaddik, he would have been able to save all the people of his generation. The fact that he didn't have the ability to save all of the people in the generation must be because he wasn't such a great person. Another pshat is that the person that the pasuk, the Hashem, when he spoke to him, was careful not to let him be considered, not to let him think that he was such a great tzaddik, because that chas v'shalom may bring him to arrogance, which we learned before was part of the whole problem of the Dor HaMabul. So the pasuk, so to speak, doesn't let him be considered a tzaddik, that it shouldn't get to his head. But then I saw a very interesting pshat from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that for a person to be successful, successful people have opponents. And therefore, Noach, who is the example of a person who succeeded, that everybody else perished and he succeeded, had to have misnagdim. In fact, there's a proof from the Megillah. We know by Mordechai it says, V'ratzui l'roiv echav, not to everybody. Because, why? Because a person who acts l'shem shemayim doesn't care what other people think. Noach's actions were completely l'shem shemayim, and he didn't care about what the world said, and that's why there were darshim l'gnai. In fact, I saw a very nice pshat. If we look in Rashi, where Rashi quotes this Gemara, the famous Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Noach, he says, Yesh merbenu seinu shedar shemay say l'shvach. V'yesh, he doesn't use the word rabbenu seinu, shedar shemay say l'gnai. The rabbenu seinu, the great people, recognized l'shvach, that Noach was a great person. V'yesh, there were other people, not rabbenu seinu, Darshim Lagnai, that said that he wasn't a great person. Those were the people that Noach didn't care what they had to say. He did what he had to do. Amar Chanina, Moshe Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ad David Doimin. How do we understand Rabbi Yochanan's perspective to Noach? The Chavish Yain Shei Menechas B'Matzav Shulchaimitz. We have a barrel of wine sitting in a cellar full of vinegar. M'kayma Reicha Noidiv, when it's in its place. When the wine is in a wine cellar, it gives off a pleasant odor. Shleimim kaimai ein reicha neidiv. When it's with monk's vinegar, it doesn't give off a great aroma. Amar Aisha. And how do we understand Rish Lakish's opinion? Most of Rish Lakish lema adava daima. Let's luchish laplaitin shayis menachas b'makam atanoifis. To a bottle of perfume that's in a place that's filthy. B'mekayma reicha neidiv. If even such a place does it give off a nice aroma, but it has to fight the bad smell. Where it gives off a wonderful aroma. Everything was destroyed. Ask the Gemara. Adam chata behema my chata. If people sinned, animals didn't sin. And as the Mefarshim point out, even though the animals, the Gemara says before, did sin, it wasn't on their own volition. It was only that the men created such an environment where animals should mate, not with their own men. The way to understand the situation is like somebody who made a chuppah for his son, for his suda, and he prepared all types of delicious food. A couple of days later, unfortunately, his son passed away. He went and threw out everything. Everything that I prepared was only because of my son. Now that he passed away, I no longer need the chuppah. I created all the animals for the purpose of the man. If the man sinned and I no longer will, and I'm going to destroy the man, says the Gemara, everything that was in the charava, in the dry land, died. Fish in the sea did not die. And the reason they didn't die is because they didn't do the Averis. That's why they weren't deserving of death. So ask the Mefarshim, but don't we see that all of the world's water got destroyed, got hot? So how did the fish survive in the hot water? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat, it was only the upper layer of the water that got hot, but the deep water where the fish swim remained cool. Or was only water that was on an area that was originally dry land that got hot, but the area of the oceans and rivers where fish swim remained cool? And in fact, the Mefarshim say, this is why we specifically eat fish on Shabbos. Because fish, we see, was spared the punishment of the Mabul. And as we know, as we've learned many times, on Shabbos there is no Gehenim. So just like the fish was spared from punishment, so too on Shabbos, when humans are spared from punishment, because there is no Gehenim on Shabbos, there is the time, that's the time to eat fish. Says the Gemara, Darash Rabbi Yosi the Min Kisri, Ma'idik Siv Kalhu Al Pnei Amayim Tekulal Chalkasam Ba'aretz. Something that floats lightly on the water will be cursed. Melamed Shayu Noach at Tzadik Mechir Behem. Noach gave them Musar. Finally, Masu Tshuva. He told them, do Tshuva. Vimlav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Me'vileichem Es Amabel. If not, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring on you the Mabel. And your carcasses will float on the water like leather bags. You will be the example of cursing for the future generations. And as we know, the Gemara says Masechtas Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, that if somebody had to take a curse in Beis Din, they said Mi Shapara Ma'anchidor Hamabul. Whoever Hashem who punished the Anshidar Amabel Yifremichem, so we see that they are the example of being cursed. Lo Yifna Darach Kramim, Malam Mishayim Fanim Darach Kramim. Noach was warning the people that about the Mabel coming. Amalei Mima Akif. So he said, who prevents Hakadosh Baruch Hu from being the Mabel at this very moment? Amalem, pray the Akas Yeshli Loitzimichem. Noach responded in the name of Hashem, that there is one praeda, there's one righteous person. Most mafarshim say that it refers to Mr. Shelach, the father of Noach. Others say that it refers to Noach. That Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, was the reason that until there was no Mabel to come. Im kein lo nifna derech kramim. So the people said, if there's no Mabel right now, we're not worried about the future. Dorosh Rava, Maidik Siv, Lapid buz l'ashtu shanan nochen l'moyde ragel. Melamed shayin noyach atzadik mechicha esam. Noyach gave the musa v'omlem tvorim koshim kalabidim that was tough as flames. V'ayim avazim esayin. And they, in response, just embarrassed him. Omlem zokin. They said to him, you old man, teva zulama. Why are you making it a teva? And the first one point out, it wasn't that he was considered an old man physically, because we learned in the previous shir, Ad Avram Lahoysa Zikna, that Zikna came to the world only in the time of Avram Avinu. What the Gemara means here is that you're like a Zokin who gives Moser. Amram HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Aleichem is a Mabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Mabel. Amram Mabel Shema, what type of a Mabel? In Mabel Shalesh, if there's fire, Yesh Lona Dover Acha, Velisa Shema, we have this worm that's called an Alisa, which the Mashal says is the Salamandria, which is fire retardant. Vim Shamayim Hu Mevi, if he's going to bring a flood of water, Im Min Ha'aretz Hu Mevi, if it's going to come out from the depths above, from below the ground, Yesh Lo Na'asos Shel Barzel, Shanim Chap Mamas Aretz, will take metal plates and will cover the entire world. Vim Min Shamayim Hu Mevi, and if he's going to bring rain from the heaven, Yesh Lo Na'dov Va'ok of Shemoy, it's a type of a sponge, the Mepharshim explained, that could absorb the rain. V'amalei okushima. Amalei humevi mibein ikvei regleichem. Shnomar nochen l'madei regel. Tanya, mei mabel koshim kishif azera. The water of the mabel was like semen. Shnomar nochen l'madei regel, hot boiling water. Amram chizda b'royskin kilkulu. Because they did the avera b'royskin, where they had relations, inappropriate relations, means it was hot. Shechacha is used when something is hot. Ask them, Ramativam shel shivas hayomim, what's the point of this 7 days before the Mabel? Amarav, Elu yimei avelish and Meshuselah. These were the days when Meshuselah passed away, and they were busy with being eulogizing him. By saying a hesped on a tzaddik, that tsar that a person feels for the tzaddik not being him prevents the tsaris from coming. Another pshat that I saw from the Iyun Yaakov, that the Gemara says that in Masechta Shabbos, the person said, Ochem behespeda. The Hasan Kamina, say good hesped because I will be there. So since Meshuselah was there during the giving of the hesped, That's why he was able to prevent them from getting the marble. L'shivas, Dabach, L'shivas, Shishin Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the Bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world. Shoyis HaChamas Yoytzis V'marav, V'shakas V'mizrach. During the days of the marble, the sun came up on the west side and went down on the east side. Dovacha, Shekavala Makarish Baruch's man Godel. First, Makarish Baruch said that the Mabul is coming in 120 years. And then, Vakach's man Cotton, he waited another 7 days. And as the Mashah explains, that during those, there were people that weren't around for all 120 years that Noach was warning them that a Mabul came. And they needed a minimum of 7 days Hasra. Those were these last 7 days before the Mabul. Davacha l'shivas yomim shetima me'ein l'olam haba. They gave them the taste of olam haba during those 7 days. K'dei sheyedu matov v'manah mehem. They should recognize the seriousness of the sin by losing the world during that time. B'kar b'heim atayr k'tikal cha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Noach, Mekal Behema Atayra Tikalcha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishtoi. Ask the Gemara, Ishus L'Behema Mi'islei. Is there a concept of Ishus by an animal? Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Chameini, Amar Yonason, Ma'osim Shloi Nedar Ben Avera. Only animals that didn't do sin, they were the animals that were allowed into the Teva. Meno Yoda, how did Noach know? Amar Rav Chisda, Shavir L'fnei Teva. He passed the animals in front of the Teva. Kol Sha Teva Kaltasar V'Yadua Shloi Nedim Avera. Whoever the Teva allowed in obviously did not do an Avera. Kol Sha Ena Teva Kaltasar, whoever was not allowed in by the Teva V'Yadua Shenema Avera. So I saw a beautiful var from the Sfas Emes. If somebody is concerned about doing Avera, what should he do? Kol Sha Teva Kaltasai. He should absorb himself in the Teva. Teva means words. He should absorb himself in the words of Torah and Tefillah, and he will be saved. The animals didn't know themselves what to do. The animals that were, so to speak, directed by Hashem to come to the Teva were saved. Aseilach Tevis Atzei Goifer, my Goifer. What is a Goifer? Goifer wood. Amar Rav, other Amar the Bear of Shela Zuma Vliga. So wood known as a Vliga. Vamla is a Gomish types of trees. Tsoya Tasla Toiva. Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Noach. Kvaba Avonim Toivus Magolius. Put in wonderful stones and pearls. Kidei Shemiras Lachem Betzarayim. That she give light in the Teva. And the Mefarshim explain. Rabbi Yochanan here is very much consistent with his opinion. Because Rabbi Yochanan, as we learned in Amud Aleph, was the man, the Amud that says that Noach wasn't such a great person. He was the person that was Doirish Noach Lagnai. And we know that if a person is not such a great person, even if a miracle happens to him, he's not worthy of seeing it. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan cannot suggest that there should be a window to the Teva, because a window to the Teva would mean that Noach, who according to him wasn't so great, was able to see the Nisim. And that's why he has to define Tsayar as a stone that gave off light. If you build it like a teepee, it will last because the water can roll off the sides. Tachtiim shniim v'shlishim taseh tana tachtiim lezevel. The bottom floor was used for the refuse, and tsoyim was used for behema el yoinim l'odom. There are other opinions that the food was on the upper level. Others say that the behema tahirim were also on the upper level. V'yishlachas oirif. Noach sends the raven. Amr shlokish. Tshuva nitzachas hishiva oir l'noach. The oirif, when he refused to go, said a wonderful argument. Amalai, Rabcha Soneini, Hashem hates me, Vatus Soneini, and you seem to hate me. Rabcha Soneini, because as we learned before, Menet Tahirim, from the Torah meaning Shiva Shiva, there were seven brought. Menet Tameim, there were only Shnayim. Vatus Soneini, Shatam Meniach Mimin Shiva, you're going to send out on this dangerous mission, send out, you don't send out from the type that you have seven of each, you're sending out from a type that you only have two. If I will be hit by the master of cold or hot, will the world not now be missing my existence? And the first one say, beautiful pshat. Why do you specifically say Sar Chamo Sar Tzino? So first of say, let's understand this Oyrif. This Oyrif was the animal that survived the Teva. So if he survived in the Teva, obviously he knows that everybody's existence, it depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us to exist. So what is he worried about? So that's why he says Sar Chamo Sar Tzino. As we know, the Gemara says, "Hakol b'day shmayim chutz mitzinim v'pachim." That we don't have, that, so to speak, is not in Hashem's control, and that's why he was concerned. Or he said to him, "Shema lishti atetzorach." Maybe you want to have my wife as your mate. Amalei. So which Noach responded, "Rasha b'mutali nesali." I can't have relations with my wife in the teva, but nesali, a animal, a bird, which I certainly can't, I'm prohibited always to have relation, like Koshke. Farshim also point out, Machloikis in the Mefarshim, did they actually have this conversation with Noach? That's the opinion of some of Farshim. They say that animals and birds have the ability to have their own language. Others say it wasn't that they had this actual conversation, just Noach understood that this was his thinking. How do we know that indeed while they were in the Teva they nobody could have relations? You, your sons and your wife, and your sons' wives. So there's a separation between him and his wife and between the sons and their wives. But when the pasuk speaks about leaving the Teva, it says they shall leave as couples. As long as they were in the Teva, they could not have relations. However, there was shloisha shimshu b'teva. The kulam lakon, they were all effective. Kelev for oirav v'cham. Kelev nikshar. The kelev is tied up. Two pshat. The one pshat is that the kelev, after it has relations with its mate, remains connected to its wet mate for a while. Or another pshat is a dog. People are scared of dogs and they need to be tied up. Oirav ruk. The raven doesn't have relations in a normal way. It only spits out its seed. And cham lakka ba'ira. The cham became affected in his skin that he was black, because as we know, the color of one's skin is comes from the parents, and since this parent acted inappropriately, so that's why his children Canaan were black. The yoina together was with Noach in his chamber. I prefer that my food should be as bitter as an olive, or masurim b'yotch, but be in your hands. For al yimasukin kedvash, rather than they should be like honey, or masurim b'yad basu b'dam. Ask them, mash with the high tariff, lishnim zanihu. From where do we see that this refers to food? Because the pasuk says, hatrifeni lechem chuki. So we see that it refers to food. Farshim say, first of all, there's machloek that the shach, based on this Gemara, says that from here we see that an olive is considered something sharp. We know in a halacha, there's a halacha of something sharp. For example, if you cut something sharp with a knife, if the knife is a meat knife, then that item becomes considered fleshix, or vice versa. So here too, the shach says it's a proof that olives are considered sharp. Tosfos, others disagree. Another pshat that I saw is that it should be like a kezayis. We know that typically the shir achila of a dvar mitzvah, for example, matzah on Pesach, is to eat a kezayis. And what the Yoinu was saying to Noach is eating something like kezayis of a dvar mitzvah is what keeps a person alive. The families everybody in the teva was in the, remained separate. However, now when they came out all together. Amar Rav Chama bebizna. Amar Eliezer l'shem Rabba. Eliezer said to Shem, "Ksiv l'mishpachaseim yotzim in the teva." Ata hechen chavisim. He asked him, "Tell us your experience in the teva." It wasn't easy being in the teva. The animals that ate by day, we had to feed by day. The ones that we had to feed at eat at night, we had to feed at night. There's a creature called Zikosa. My father didn't know what its diet was. One day my father was cutting up a pomegranate, and a worm fell out of the pomegranate, and that's what the Zikosa ate. From then on, my father would need bran and water. Kimaslan, when it would become wormy, achla, he had worms for the zikza. And I saw a tremendous vart from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what is the lesson of this Gemara? The lesson of this Gemara is that when somebody is given a job, he has to do it as hard as it is. Noach was given the job, was given the responsibility of being in the teva and saving the world. It's not necessarily a pleasure, but that's the attitude one is supposed to take to a shlichus, certainly to a shlichus for doing a mitzvah. Arya Ishtas Zensei, the lion was fed by its fever, because when a person has a fever or an animal has a fever, it doesn't have appetite because the fever is burning up the fat in the body, and that's what nourishes the body. Damarov, Loibotzer Meshita, Vloy Mitreis, Tvei Mitreis, Zanya Ishta. No less than 6 days, and no more than 12 days, could a fever sustain the person who has it. Avrishina, Ashkechane, Abedagoni, Besavit, Tavnusa. My father found, he says, shame, this animal called Avrishina laying in its place in the teva. Amalei Loibos Mazoine, don't you want to eat? I saw how busy you were with all the other animals in the teva. Amina loyat sarach. I won't bother you, and that's why it was laying there without any energy because it wasn't fed. Amalei yairava loy Thomas. Because you acted so nicely, you should have a riches yomim. You shouldn't die. Shenem v'yom imkeni egva kuchal arba yomim. This animal was zoicha to a riches yomim from the bracha of Noach.